Blog Talk Radio.
Hey guys, good evening. This is your host Keith, and I'm coming to you tonight to do actually a show. It's just a vulnerable moment that I had about some things that happened today. And what I like to do for you guys is I like to share my story and what I'm going through, you know, in a certain moment. So, you know, I just felt that I need to do the show real quick. I said that I wasn't going to do anything, you know, today. And I felt that I needed to just come on just to share with you my day, you know. And a lot of people do live, you know, and I really don't do live that much on Facebook, you know, or anything like that. I'm really not a visual person. But I understand that we live in a visual society. So, anyway, thank you for tuning in to Hanson Awareness Radio. I'm your host, Haru. And, I'm just coming to you in a vulnerable moment. You know, I felt that the spirit just led me to do this show, you know, because I did go visual tonight, you know, with a real good friend like that. Somebody I felt like I was magnetically connected to as far as the conscious community is concerned. But, you know, so that's why I'm here. So this is a real vulnerable moment. This is a real spontaneous show, you know what I mean? So I'm just raw, you know what I mean? And I wanted y'all to see it, and I wanted y'all to witness it, you know? So with that being said, you know, my feelings are hurt, actually. And my feelings are hurt because, before I get into that, you know, this is Hanson Awareness Radio again. Thank you for tuning in. Thank you for listening. Tonight, it was a beautiful, productive day. It was a beautiful, productive day. I've been busy all week, and I've been doing all productive study, productive stuff for my business, you know, everything, you know what I mean? It's been a great week. And, you know, today, I mean, saying that we have to do everything in balance, you know? And today, you know, it was a brother on Facebook. And, you know, he was a real good magnetic friend to me, you know, and, you know, we was conscious, we was brothers, I felt he was brothers, you know, he posts memes all the time, uplifting, I mean, it was just magnetic, you know, and I went live with him tonight, you know, and, you know, I thought, I was like, okay, you know, we both being courageous, it's going to be beautiful, and I just got to share what happened, you know. He kind of railroaded me in a sense, you know, because he invited me live, you know, and I mean, the brother was challenging me on a sense, you know what I'm saying? And I don't know, like, I'm kind of, I kind of know how to deal with people, you know what I mean? But, like, this one really hurt my feelings because I thought he was a brother that loved me, you know what I'm saying, in the conscious community. You know, like, we both got the vision and we both, you know, doing this, you know what I mean? And, you know, I know that a lot of people before me, you know what I'm saying, Jamar Milton, which is a great guy, you know, I look up to him and everything like that. And then my mentor, you know, Chief Yuya, you know what I'm saying, like, there's, you know, a few mentors that I look up to, you know, and I know that they probably have already been through this, and I'm just now, you know, kind of putting myself out there and kind of going, you know, in the light, you know what I'm saying, and, you know, I would like to say that I'm authentic and all that. I mean, I vibrate as, you know, as I am, you know what I mean? And, you know, the title of the live was How to Expose Fake Friends. You know what I mean? And I should have, like, not participated then. You know, I'm sure that a lot of my mentors before me were like, okay, you shouldn't even touch that, you know what I mean? But I touched it, you know, and I mean, because I have to learn too, right? So, you know, I went in it, and, you know, mind you, you know, just to back up a little bit, I do not like to show my face visually, and I don't like to, you know, I mean, it's just not, you know what I'm saying? I mean, I'm old school, you know, well, I came from an old school breed, and I don't really just, I just don't like to do that. I mean, I'm not up with this new age shit as far as, like, being visual and, you know, doing live, and I mean, I'm just not with all that. I mean, I'd rather do a radio show and be behind the scenes, you know. I mean, that's just who I am, and like ugly or like, you know, anything like that. It's just that, you know, I mean, I just like, I'm just a private person, you know. I'm an introvert and an extrovert, you know. I forgot the word for it, but I'm that, you know, I'm both, you know what I mean? And you just, live is just not something I do, but I had the courage, you know what I mean? And I was like, let's go, let's go. I was pumped, you know. And I did it, you know what I mean? And when we did it, you know, like, dude was just trying to challenge me, you know, out of, I mean, I didn't know where it was coming from. You know, I was like, wow, you know. And it hurt my feelings because, you know, I literally looked up to this dude and I respected this dude. You know, like, I mean, we were, like, teaching. I looked up to him equally. And, you know, he kind of went there with me, you know. And, I mean, this is the thing about the conscious community, that I was listening to a lecture today with Jamar Milton, you know, and he was just telling me about the conscious community. And, you know, I just kind of got a taste of it, you know. And, you know, it hurts, you know, that, like, our own people, you know, like, we resonated probably for about 6 months, you know, and it took this one live, you know, for him to delete me and block me and do all, you know what I'm saying? So, you know, that kind of tells me that that's not real love anyway. But, you know, just in my vulnerable sense, though, you know, it really hurt my feelings. It did. And I'm one guy that has worked on my feelings for a long time because I can be kind of cold when it comes to feelings and not really give a fuck. But, you know, I'm attempting as a male to get in touch with my feelings, you know what I mean? And, you know, it really hurt my feelings, you know. So rather, you know, just not deal with it, I just figured I would deal with it live on air, you know, with everyone. And, you know, shout out to Kia, who is always there for me, always in my corner. I'm looking at the on-time air, how much I have left, and it's 22 minutes. Go figure, 2-2, right? But Kia is awesome. She's amazing. I just want to bring her on just real quick for her just to say a quick hello. I love her. I just want to feel her energy real quick.
I'm here.
Okay. All right.
Can you hear me?
I can hear you. You there?
Okay. Yeah, I can hear
you. Yeah, I can hear you. All right, love. Thank you for being there.
Always. Always.
All right. I'm going to mute you again. All right. But, yeah, so, you know, I just, you know, the live, you know, as it was going on, you know, he was just kind of like, he was just challenging me on, you know, like what I know. He asked me my government name, you know, and my government name, you know, and I told him my government name, you know, and he was like, no, your government name is God. And I'm like, I mean, it was a lot of conceptions or misunderstandings, if you will, whatever. But, you know, I was just confused a little bit, you know, and even though I'm confused in certain senses, you know, I still kind of weed it out, you know. And I just couldn't understand that one because I was kind of railroady with that one because, you know, we are all about this love and light and namaste and all this shit. You know what I mean? But, you know, and then the title of the live was Exposing Fake Friends. And I was like, you know, I mean, I'm just still there through it. You know what I mean? And, I mean, I've had a good day, you know, but I've been going through a lot in my personal life, you know, dealing with, you know, lawsuit, court cases, all that. You know what I mean? So, I mean, I have a lot already going on in my personal end. You know what I mean? And, I mean, I just try to, you know, like when I go to Facebook and when I do all this stuff, you know, that's kind of like my outlet to, like, you know, uplift and do all that stuff. And, you know, being that this was a person that I've, you know, talked to and conversed with and uplifted, you know, and it just brought me back to the Jamar Pope, the Jamar Milton lecture that I listened to, you know, about this Black Conscious Community. And I'm going to do a whole show on it because, you know, I know that it's a lot of our brothers who probably similar go through what I'm going through right now. You know what I mean? They probably have their vulnerable moments in private. One second. They probably have their vulnerable moments in private. And, you know, I told him my name, you know, Haru. Haru is my name, you know, and I told him Haru is kind of like, you know, my spiritual ego that I kind of adopted. And, you know, he didn't even know who that was. I don't want to expose the brother, you know, or I don't even want to. I mean, I wish him well, you know. But just as an empath, I'm kind of like, bro, like, I thought you was my brother. Like, you hurt my feelings, you know what I mean? And I'm sure a lot of you brothers probably feel the same way when your brother hurt your feelings, you know, or anything like that, you know what I mean? A lot of times we try to play hard, like he doesn't affect us and all that stuff. But, you know, on a level, when it's somebody that we feel is closest to us, you know, it kind of does affect us on a level. You know, and that really fucked me up. It really affected me. And, I mean, this dude went as far as, at the, you know, I mean, he kept cutting me off. I was talking. He kept cutting me off. He kept challenging me, asking me questions. And when I would clap back on him, and when I clapped back on him, it was in love. But when I clapped back on him, you know, he was just so responsive, you know, and I kind of felt like I was a threat to him in a sense. You know what I mean? And maybe I was, but I don't want to be a threat to anyone, you know. I mean, this is truly about love, you know, and I mean, I've been in the game for a while, you know what I mean, and it's kind of like he was just, you know, telling me how much, you know, of a warrior he is, and I don't even think he used the word warrior, but he was just expressing to me, you know, like his masculinity, if you will. You know what I mean? And I was just like, oh, my God, oh, man, you know. And, I mean, I kind of felt sorry for him in a sense, you know what I'm saying? And I'm like, oh, my God, you got a long way to go, bro. Like, oh, you know. And he wanted to give me advice, you know. Like, he would cut me off, and, I mean, he used the words, you know, I want to give you advice, you know. And I'm like, you know, I don't like doing shows like this, guys. You know, I mean, I'm all about teaching and uplifting, but I just had to come on and do this vulnerable moment about, you know, what I was going through in this moment. Excuse me. But, yeah. So, yeah, it's just, it kind of fucked me up. You know, he blocked me, but I have two pages, so I had to go on the other page and kind of do the playback of the video, you know, just to kind of see, okay, is this something I said, or, you know, what did I do, you know what I mean? But, you know, this is just to go, this radio show right now is just to, like, you know, let anyone know, you know, don't get discouraged, you know what I'm saying? Because what I love, though, in alchemy, right, what I love is that I didn't allow it to affect me. So I knew what it was spiritually. What it was a test of reaction, you know what I mean? So, you know, I teach all my people, you know what I mean? Life is only 10% of what happens, yet 90% of how you react to it. So, you know, normally I can get hot-headed, you know, Gemini. And, you know, my other twin can come out and, you know, but I didn't do that this time. You know, I reacted in love, actually. You know, I was like, oh, my God, this is my brother. I love my brother. Like, I'm hurt. You know, that's why I'm doing this whole show. I'm hurt more than anything, you know. I love that brother, you know. I mean, I didn't look at him in lust or anything like that. You know, I just loved him as a brother, you know what I mean? That's it. You know, And that's what hurt the most, you know what I mean? I just love this brother genuinely. You know, it's just, I don't know, I just had to think, you know, how many of us brothers, you know, do that, you know what I mean? Like, we don't express how we feel, you know. So rather you get a pen and write it out or whatever, you know, sometimes, you know, brothers, we need an outlet, you know what I mean? And this is my outlet. But, you know, rather you get a journal, you know, one of my brothers shared with me recently that, you know, he was going through some of the similar things and he got a journal and he wrote, you know what I mean? So, like, a lot of our brothers don't know how to, you know, well, they don't know how to express themselves. So a good way to do it is for you to write, you know, it out. And just express yourself, you know what I'm saying? Because our women love us, you know, but, you know, until we understand and until we get it right, you know, within ourselves first, you know what I'm saying? So that means that we have to do our own work, you know, and that's something that I've noticed. You know, I have a lot of good shows lined up for you guys. I really do. You know, this is only the beginning, but I just feel that I need to come on and, share with you guys this moment. Synchronicities. I know a lot of synchronicities are going on with you guys. You know, you guys will get the experience of synchronicities because, you know, whether you know it or not, you know, we got a lot of upgrades lately. And upgrades with your body and stuff like that. And you've probably been experiencing certain things and kind of seeing certain things like shadows or, you know, anything like that. But just know that we've kind of entered into or entered or entering, you know what I mean? I'm still a student too, so I'm still learning about it. But very, very vulnerable moment. And vulnerability is our greatest strength, you know what I mean? And not only do I do Oracle, you know, I'm a card reader as well. You know what I mean? I do Oracle readings and I do tarot readings as well. And I did Oracle readings about internal things or whatever, but I did a tarot reading tonight and I pulled the Ace of Wands, you know, and I thought that that was a powerful card to pull. The Ace of Wands, and I'm still processing it, you know, and talking to a few friends, and all of that kind of stuff, and yeah, it hasn't been easy for me, but, you know, the Ace of Wands, you know, is about, you know, kind of seizing the day, you know what I mean, kind of seizing the day, knowing that I'm in control, and knowing that, do not be swayed by others. You know what I mean? I mean, the card was right on point. You know what I'm saying? The card was just letting me know that, you know, there will be others that are probably not genuine and whatever. You know, I didn't want to believe that he wasn't genuine, or I don't even want to say that he's still not genuine. But I still understand that, you know, he's going through his path. You know what I mean? Just like I'm going through my path. You know what I mean? So, you know, even still, you know, I don't have any hatred. This is not what this show is about, to clap back at him or anything like that. You know, it's still about love. But I don't want to say confused because I don't like the word confused, but I was just boggled and hurt by, you know, the fact that, you know, brother, we're supposed to be doing this in unity, you know, and the fact that, you know, we're getting into it and then he blocked me. You know what I mean? Like, we can't even have a disagreement, even if, you know, and he blocked. And that's what's going on in the conscious community. It's like, we could have these disagreements, you know what I'm saying? And we block each other. We want to kill each other. And we want to just shout, you know, just shoot each other and pull up on each other, you know, just for a disagreement. We need to stop, man. I mean, do we want to do this or not? You know what I mean? Like, not only on a human perspective are we going to, we don't understand that this is a, thank you, Kia. Thank you. This is a spiritual warfare. You know what I mean? And a lot of us try to fight it on the physical, and this is a spiritual warfare. You know what I mean? And you know, if we don't get it together, you know, and even though I kind of relate on a higher plane, because something, you know, even in the live he was asking about, you know, you about being human, or I forgot what he asked me. Oh no, about the English language, you know, like a God and government and all this shit, you know. And I'm like, dude, I don't subscribe to the government or none of their bullshit, or I don't even subscribe to this human experience. You know, and I mean, he couldn't comprehend on that level, you know, and I mean, nor was I in a place to explain it to him. Like, I kind of thought he was there. But then, you know, I think, okay, shit, he only posts memes all day. So, I mean, I was there too, you know what I mean? But, you know, he wanted to give me advice, you know, and I tell all my people, I never give you advice, I only give suggestions. Never. Anybody listening, never seek to give advice. Always seek to give suggestions. Because if you give someone advice and your advice goes wrong, it can clap back on you strong. So always seek to give people suggestions. Never seek to give people advice. Never, 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 never. And that's a requirement. Shout out to Kia Warren. You know, she is my right hand, you know, and she's going to be doing y'all reading soon, just to let y'all know. Yes, Kia, I'm challenging you, honey. You're going to be doing, she's going to be on the show doing readings, you know, probably around July-ish, you know what I mean? Or the latter part of the year, she will be doing readings or whatever on the show. So I just want to put that out there, Kia. I love Kia to death. She is. Yes. You welcome, love. You so welcome. But you know, we have to uplift each other and believe in one another. You know, I mean, that's what it's about. You know, true genuinity. You know, and that really hurt my feelings, y'all. You know what I mean? That really did, you know. I don't know if my mentor has ever done shows like this. I need to go back and listen to Chief Yu-Ya, which I'm a student in his university currently, you know. And just shout out to, you know, if any of y'all, you know, opt out of any kind of secular universities, and always opt into a metaphysical university, because a lot of them do not charge you like that. They, you know, it's out of pocket. It's very inexpensive and all of that. So metaphysical universities is what y'all want to do. Do not do any secular. And what I mean by secular is, you know, the European educational system. You know what I mean? You know, just stop. Stop. but, I mean, I understand, you know, hey, you know, do what you do, whatever you do, you know, just know that there are other options is all I'm saying. Let me see how much time I got left. But 6 minutes, okay. But, yeah. Very, very challenging. Kia, you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay.
I'm here.
Sorry, love. That was vulnerable.
You're doing good.
Thank you. You on air, fine. Live, girl.
Good. Just taste it out.
Yeah, thank you so much. Kia's my right hand, y'all.
You're
She's going to be on future shows. But,
yeah, I know. I just think 2-2-2.
Man, say, you know, and you know, I wanted to, like, you know how they argue in the black community, you know, and I just wanted to clap back so bad. I'm like,
kill it with light and love. You knew what that one was about. Like you said, a spiritual warfare, big time.
Spiritual warfare, big time, you know. But, Key, I didn't know what he was about. You know what I'm saying? Like, he presented himself as love and light and all that. You know what I'm saying? I didn't, if I would have smelled it, you know what I mean? I would have, like,
yeah.
You know what I mean? But,
well,
like, that was
one
that kind of
stuck in. I didn't sense it at first
either. Yeah, but you were surprised at the vibe.
Right, and that's what done it. I didn't sense that he would do until he started going on and on. But he started as soon as he seen you in the comments.
Yeah.
If you go back and replay, it was, you know, kind of little daggers there. It wasn't a more of a love welcome, you know, onto the live. It was, you know, I didn't like it. Not when I went back and watched it.
Yeah. So, guys, we replayed it, you know what I mean? And, you know, we were just like, oh, my God, like, you know what I mean? Like, okay, did I say something? You know what I mean? Just kind of being a bigger person, right? Just, you know what I mean? Okay, maybe I said something wrong, or maybe I was presenting myself as fake, or, you know what I mean? Like, fake,
mm-hmm.
Okay, look, when it comes to faking to it, make it, yeah, I have done things to where, like, okay, I didn't have it then, you know, but... See, I know that I'm greatness, and I know that I am, and I know I don't even like to use the word to fake it till I make it, because I know that, you know, you really can't kind of do that in a sense. Like, you kind of got to know what you're doing to kind of go for it and be vulnerable, like be yourself, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. But a lot of times we're not where we're supposed to be when we want to be there, you know what I mean? So why are you going to shit on me, you know, if you feel that I'm not at a place, first of all, why are you measuring, first of all? You know what I mean? That's kind of, in my opinion, that's kind of European mindset, you know what I mean? Like, why are we measuring, first of all? And why are we not, you know, if you're about unconditional love and namaste and all this shit, you know, okay, look, now I'm clapping back. But, you know, I didn't want to go there with him, you know what I mean? But, kid, this one hurt my feelings. It really did.
I know. You can feel it. I felt it on the live, so I know other people felt it as well. And it ended like that as well with the live. And I'm like, wow, he's still on that energy path instead of, you know, I don't know.
So
then he was,
you know,
saying we were functioning on the third level. What did he say? We were on the third dimension and he's on the fifth. Like, there was a lot of little jabbers.
I think he even went as far as saying the seventh. I think that's, he's born under the sad energy, you know what I mean? But you know what? I mean, this post is not even a bash him. You know, we love him, you know what I mean? Even
right.
Still, you know, but it's just, we're just trying to get an understanding, you know, understanding rather, you know what I'm saying? But I'm just hurt my brother, you know, did that, you know, but... It's all good. You know, I only did this show just to show y'all my vulnerable moment, just to kind of, you know, just let y'all know I got to kind of go through shit, too, that I got to weed out, you know what I mean? Not crying or nothing like that, because I didn't have any – I had a hurt reaction to it. I only got 1 minute left. I had a hurt reaction to it, but I'm going to bounce back. But, you know, I just wanted to share with y'all my vulnerable moment. And I thank all of y'all for tuning in and listening. If you want a reading, HuruTheOracle@gmail.com, HuruTheOracle@gmail.com. Look in the show description. You will definitely see all of that information. And I thank you for tuning in. I thank you, Kia, for being here with me. And all of that, and thank all of you for tuning in, and I'm going to do a show tomorrow. I'm going to do an oracle reading tomorrow, and I'm pretty sure my energy is going to still be in alignment, but thank you again for tuning in to Hanson Awareness Radio, and until next time, peace.